The director Lawrence Kasdan and the actor Kevin Kline have a creative partnership that goes back to the 1983 hit The Big Chill. Since then, they've made Silverado, I Love You to Death, and Grand Canyon together. And now they're back with a new comedy. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews French Kiss.
Ever since Sleepless in Seattle stormed the box office in 1993, Hollywood has been madly trying to churn out old-fashioned romantic comedies. And the more old-fashioned, the better. At least one Louis Armstrong song is considered a requisite, and so is Meg Ryan. I mean, you can go with Marissa Tomei or Sandra Bullock in these things, but Ryan is the genuine article, the girl next door with the potential for being something extraordinary. Women love her because she's so goofy and friendly and undevastating that no one has to feel jealous. And guys love her because her specialty is seeming like a child and then unfolding into a woman before your eyes, usually under the gentle ministrations of a good man. In her way, Ryan has nearly as much shtick going for her as Jim Carrey, but it's feathery, girlish shtick. Everything she does is terribly cute, and then, when that begins to pall, she suddenly becomes ardent and romantic. In French Kiss, she plays a woman flying from Toronto to France to win back her old boyfriend, Charlie, played by Timothy Hutton. He's run off with a French bombshell. But sitting next to Ryan on the plane is a Frenchman named Luc, played by Kevin Kline, with a Pepe Le Pew accent that's so infectious that you don't care whether he's really being convincing. 5 minutes into the picture, you think he's Meryl Streep. Luc is a con man, but a charming one. He stuffs a necklace he's smuggling into Ryan's bag because he knows he'll be stopped at customs and she won't. But when they get to Paris and the bag is stolen, the chase is on. It's a classically structured screwball comedy in which the crooked but charming Kline pretends to be helping Ryan win back Charlie, but he's really after the necklace. And pretty soon, as so often happens with these things, he's really after her. At first, Ryan thinks Kline wants her to act like one of those alluring French women, the kind that stole Charlie away in the first place.
You're supposed to be this pouty little girl who says yes when she means no, and no when she means yes, and I cannot do it, okay? Happy, smile, sad, frown. Use the corresponding face for the corresponding emotion. But you, no, you want a mysterious, sexy, manipulative...
It is not me who wants it. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want?
I want you.
You want me?
I want you to make Charlie suffer. To be tempted. I want you to make him feel like even though you are right there in front of him, he can't have you. That's all.
All this is very frothy, and for a long time, very enjoyable. Kevin Kline has been getting better and better as a dramatic movie actor, but as a screen comedian, he's always been terrific. And so he is here. In fact, I wish director Lawrence Kasdan had put more trust in Kline's charm. In the great comedies of the 30s and 40s, like Trouble in Paradise and His Girl Friday, rogues were allowed to be rogues, and filmmakers knew the audience would go for them anyway. In French Kiss, Kline has to turn out to be a prince in scoundrel's clothing. And once that happens, there's never any doubt whether Ryan will fall for him. That's why the movie sags about halfway through, and then keeps on sagging. No one's ever heard of a great novelist worrying about whether, say, Madame Bovary or Raskolnikov or Portnoy is, to use the Hollywood word, likable. But filmmakers have become so worried about whether we like their main characters that they've forgotten the most important thing. What really matters is whether we like the movie.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.